TOEFL IBT reading, Understanding Organizational Patterns. To be a good reader and to score high on TOEFL IBT reading, you need to connect various parts of a reading passage into a greater whole. Making these global connections helps you to perform optimally when you are completing charts and schematic tables, both of which are 2 to 3 point TOEFL IBT reading question types. However, concentrating intently on word-to-word and sentence-to-sentence, some TOEFL IBT readers do not make these connections. Consequently, they are dumbfounded when they are asked questions about the organization of a reading passage. One way to make accurate global connections among ideas is to identify the thesis, especially in terms of how it organizes the reading passage. For example, if you saw the following thesis taken from Langston Hughes' article titled Salvation, "I was saved from sin when I was 13, but not really saved. It happened like this," you might guess that the organization of the passage was centered around a narration in which the writer shares a personal experience with autobiographical significance. Therefore, as you read different paragraphs of this sort in this sort of passage, you will try to relate them to the central theme of how he was saved from sin. Other types of TOEFL IBT reading passages might be process analysis, definition, classification, division, comparison and contrast, example and illustration, cause effect, analogy, or argument. Having an understanding of these rhetorical patterns before taking the TOEFL IBT would better equip you to answer reading questions. With this preparation, you will become a smart rhetorical reader. To see how well you can recognize these patterns, I encourage you to take this test. Directions. Read each sentence, all of which are taken from 75 Readings Plus 8th Edition by Buscemi and Smith, McGraw-Hill, 2007. Then choose which organizational pattern best matches the sentence. Number 1. An Indian Father's Plea by Medicine Grizzly Bear Lake. I would like to introduce to you my son, Winwolf. He is probably what you would call a typical Indian kid. He was born and raised on the reservation. He has black hair, dark brown eyes, and an olive complexion. And like so many Indian children his age, he is shy and quiet in the classroom. He is 5 years old in kindergarten, and I cannot understand why you have labeled him a slow learner. Number 2. Grant and Lee, A Study in Contrast by Bruce Catton. When Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee met in the parlor of a modest house at Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia, on April 9, 1865, to work out the terms for the surrender of Lee's Army of Northern Virginia, a great chapter in American life came to a close, and a great new chapter began. There were two strong men, these oddly different generals, and they represented the strengths of two conflicting currents that, through them, had come into final collision. 3. Revisiting Sacred Ground by N. Scott Momaday. The medicine wheel is a ring of stone some 50 feet in diameter. Stone spokes radiate from the center to the circumference. Cairns are placed at certain points in the circumference, one in the center, and one just outside the ring to the southwest. 4. What is Poverty by Joe Goodwin Parker. What is poverty? Poverty is getting up every morning from a dirt and illness-stained mattress. The head sheets have long since been used for diapers. Poverty is living in a smell that never leaves. This is a smell of urine, sour milk, and spoiling food, sometimes joined with the strong smell of long-cooked onions. 5. Shooting an Elephant by George Orwell. In Mulemane in Lower Burma, I was hated by large numbers of people. The only time in my life that I have been important enough for this to happen. 6. Growing Up Asian in America by Kesaya E. Noda. I was sometimes addressed or referred to as racially Japanese, sometimes as Japanese American, and sometimes as an Asian woman. Confusions and distortions abound it. 7. Clutter by William Zisner. Fighting clutter is like fighting weeds. The writer is always slightly behind. Consider all the prepositions that are draped onto verbs that don't need any help. We no longer head committees, we head them up. We don't face problems anymore, we face up to them when we can free up a few minutes. The Arrow of Time by K.C. Cole. It was 2 months ago when I realized that entropy was getting the better of me. On the same day my car broke down again, my refrigerator conked out, and I learned that I needed a root canal in my right rear tooth. The windows in the bedroom were still leaking every time it rained, and my son's babysitter was still failing to show up every time I needed her. My hair was turning gray, and my typewriter was wearing out. The house needed paint, and I needed glasses. 9. Writing Drafts by Richard Marius. Finally, the moment comes when you sit down to begin your first draft. It is always a good idea at the start to list the points you want to cover. A list is not as elaborate as a formal outline. Answers: 1G, 2F, 3B, 4D, 5A, 6Z, 7G, 8H, and number 9, the correct answer is C. So how'd you do? Did you understand the organization of most of these passages? Now, if not, I recommend that you go to www.michaelbuckoff.com so you can get more information about some of the courses and videos I offer to help you improve in your reading instruction. Good luck to you.